I'm Candace Mitchell for WRPR News. WRPR-FM, the official radio station licensed to Rampo, has been off the air for nearly 2 years after their FM and online frequencies were disabled due to construction on campus. John DiNunzio, the studio manager at WRPR, explains the problem that has been plaguing his organization.
How exactly, like, was the radio station disabled?
The construction on top of B-Wing. They knocked down our antennas, and because of that, we lost frequency on air, like, over the airwaves. Online feed through the computer that was taken down due to they like recarpeted and repainted the studio about 2 years ago, and that was taken down, and we got a bunch of new studio equipment that wasn't set up properly. So between the maintenance crew here at Ramapo and the outside maintenance crew that we hired to come in and like oversee studio equipment stuff, they haven't been on the same wavelength.
Philip Rocha, the live manager at WRPR, explained that this series of events resulted in the station not having the ability to broadcast live and a group of students wondering what to do next.
Person that always did the studio stuff, like they were kind of like when it was first like over with, like I had no idea what to do. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Because now that I'm like in this position and like I've gone, people at the club are like a little bit discouraged.
Before the FM frequency was disabled, WRPR broadcasted live from Rampo College 24/7. The radio station involved and promoted the work and activities of the school and students, including sports teams, musicians, and campus news and opinions.
To what capacity did you use the radio station when you had it?
There was people with shows and they had like time slots. And it was bigger, like probably like 3 years ago. Like if you look at the plaques outside, like when they had like the best club of the year, those years, they had more of the studio thing going. Everybody had like shows and stuff like that.
When the FM frequency was originally disrupted about 2 years ago, the students thought the problem was a quick fix.
How did you guys find out?
We had a meeting and said that our antennas got taken down due to construction, and they were put back up and you know improperly, and it's going to cost a lot of money to fix. So they were trying to work on it, and it never got fixed, and now it's on me. So I'm really just looking forward to getting the online back.
At the time, like when he told you, did you know how long of an ordeal it was going to be?
Oh, no, we thought it was going to be quick. We thought it was going to be right back up, but it wasn't.
Without an FM frequency or online feed, WRPR is forced to turn their attention elsewhere.
Do you think any positive has come of this whole thing?
We haven't died out. We could have died out, but because we didn't have radio feed and that is out of my control, I focus a lot of my attention on putting or focusing all of our attention on live events that we used to just kind of do every once in a while, maybe like once a month, but now we're doing like 3 events a week.
WRPR is currently maintaining a tight schedule, with students recording their radio shows during their predetermined time slots and following the FCC rules for a live broadcast. The only catch is they're not live or on the air.
Did they give you a timeline on when this could be back in order?
They tell us some things, like they told us like last year that it was like there's like multiple checkpoints, and they'd be like oh November and then, like December, and it's like no, and it's like oh by next year, like nothing, because it's like it's probably not a priority, but it is a priority though, because the school has a license like to you know like stream radio and stuff like that, like they have the license to broadcast.
WRPR hopes to get their online stream up and running by next semester to hold their first live broadcast in 2 years and begin playing local music, hosting talk shows, broadcasting live sports events, and covering campus news. I'm Candace Mitchell for WRPR News.